Mishnah, the Beisam says, the quote to Din of Zechira to Tzir 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 There is a mitzvah to be mazikir. Mazikir means tefillah. It just means to mention the kitzah. You don't have to give any arichas. Although no arichas is necessary, but still there are zvah quotes and there's a sefkan brachas derekalas. And Yishami quotes that with sefkan halacha also, that you have to have a slight arichas. If you don't just mention that the Yibarach Kol took us out of it. You have to mention also makas bukharis and kriyas yamsis. My son of makas kharis and the rest of makas. Why do you think about makas kharis? I'm the final makas. Rashi Akhundish says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned them in advance. Dan Ech Mishalechim Enech Yehargiz Zincho Bukhay Recho. Why did the Rabbi Nishlach? Rashi Rabbeinu told them, I'm going to do Makkah first. Why did he say, I'm going to do Dhamma? I'm going to do Tzadeh. I'm going to get Makkah. So Rashi Rashi Akhundish said that was the worst Makkah. That was the most frightening from all of the Makkahs. This Gerov gave a different interpretation, and that Pasuk he said because at the moment of Makkah's Bukhayrus, the Medrash says Paro officially made the declaration of Shichur that at Makkah's Kharis he was so frightened, he was trembling, that he made an official government declaration that he's freeing Bnei Yisrael from Avodah. That was really the Shichur. That was the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Kriyas Yamsuf was when they physically walked out. Kozman, they were on this side of the Yamsuf, they were still near the sun. They had the Kriyas Yamsuf, they walked out. So that's apparently, that's perhaps why the Tosefta and the Yishami single out the Makkah's Kharis and Kriyas Yamsuf. More of the other aspects of the Esa Makkah and the rest of the story of Tzir Tzirayim, that on every day of the year when there's no mitzvah of Sipur, Barichah, just the Kitzah, to be Mazikir of Tzir Tzirayim, Miksorah, but Miksorah means to mention the last Pasuk in Kriyashma, and then to mention the Emes Yatsiv, and Emes Amuno also, Mavu Bar Bikiz Yamsuf, and Makkah Berosh, and Mishra, and then Makkah's Chayrus and Kriyas Yamsuf. All the other Makkah's Yomesh, just this. So we had the Mishnah, had a Machlekes Hatanoim, whether the obligation to recite the third parasha of Kriyashma with the Emes Yamuna, Balayla, is that Menachar and Mizra Bona. Apparently the practice always was that they said the third parasha, they said the third prophet, they said Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balayla, and Bayom, but the Machlekes Hatanoim is, was this really a Chiyuv Menachar, or is it only Mizra Bona? The Makkah was the prophet, the whole source of the Din of Zechiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim is the prophet in Dvarim, that says Laman Tiska, you should eat Kovim Pesach Matzah Morah, Laman Tiska, it says Kovim Pesach Matzah Morah, so the truth of Shomikwa sounds like the purpose of eating Kovim Pesach Matzah Morah is that we should remember Laman Tiska, we should remember the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim for the rest of our lives. So the Tanoim had a different, maybe that's Shuta Shomikwa. The Tanoim had an addition to the Shuta Shomikwa, they have an additional level of interpretation that the word Tizakar means Lahazakir, dimension. Like in the Aseret HaDibis, it says Zohar Samadhar is a custom. So usually we translate, remember the day of Sabbath to keep it holy. So the Tanoim got a different thing. Not mentioned, but rather Zachreihu Alayayim. Mentioned the day of Sabbath. Lahazakir. Not so much Tizakar to remember, but they tie, and the Gemara says it's a Drosha Gemara Deraita. It's not an Asmachta. The Gemara says it's a Bliman Achayiv in Kiddush Hayom Drah Torah. That it's a Din Deraita of the Bliman Achayiv in Kiddush. So you see, number one, that Kiddush is Deraita on Shabbos. Number two, the Bliman Achayiv in Kiddush, despite the fact that it's in Zman Gron. So the Rambam points that out. That the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot points out that Kiddush is the real Din Deraita, not Taman Asmachta in the Rabbanon, because the Gemara says, and that's Chos, later in Daf Yotet, the Gemara says that Nosh Machayov is the Kiddush Hayom Drah Torah. You see, number one, that Kiddush is Deraita. So where's the Drosha from the word? Zachar is Hamish Shabbos in Kachar. Zachar means the Hazikir. Mention the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Not remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy, but rather mention the day of Shabbos to make it holy, to declare it. Like your Magdish, Arei Zachatos, Arei Zayla, Arei Zashlamim, so I say, Arei Zashabbos, Arei Maitre Kedusha, Arei Zashabbos, I say, Amir Shalim. And the same thing with Tanaim interpreted the Pasuk in Megillah Esther. The Megillah Esther doesn't say, what did I create from Megillah? It only says, the Mishnah says, the Simcha says, everything says except the Mikra Megillah. Where do you know that you have to read the Megillah? So the Gemara Megillah says, Ayala Vayla, Nizkarim, just says Nizkarim. So the word Nizkarim doesn't only mean, or doesn't mean at all, I'm not sure. The Gemara says, not only does it mean the day of Purim is always remembered, the Zichron Yom Chayyurim will always be remembered and never be forgotten. And even Chayyam Helen is the Korim, it is mentioned. You mention the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. That's what that word means. The Korim means the day I mentioned. So too over here, the Pasuk doesn't only mean that we should eat Korim Tetzah Masamor, in order that we should remember all year long, Masuk says, Kol Yimei Chayecho. Because I eat Pesach Matzah Mor, I love Pesach, I'm going to remember the story of Yitzchak and Tzion for the rest of my life. Kol Yimei Chayecho. You can say, yeah. Every year on Pesach, it doesn't mean every day of the year. Kol Yimei Chayecho. You should remember the story of Yitzchak and for the rest of your life by having this annual commemoration ceremony of eating Korim Pesach Matzah Mor. That could be the super. Once a year?
Yes.
Right, once a year. Yeah, but it's there. It doesn't say call your neighbor. Yeah.
We say
yes.
We also,
not only
term,
we say yes.
We have a
fitness. Yeah. So the same over here, I think, should have said. I'm not embarrassing law. That you should eat the Korim Pesach Matzah Mor, Zelachus. And then Laman, this goes as if it's a semicolon and a separate clause in the Pesach, as if it were another Pesach. And you should also mention, how exactly did they translate Laman? That's the question. That's what the Rajbo talks about. I'm just not. The Chidushi Agoda is a separate type of Chidushi Agoda Rajbo that they printed here on the bottom of the Anjanjir. So he has just some kind of a discussion. How exactly did the Talmud translate the word Laman? And of course, the few psukim with the Laman doesn't necessarily mean the Sina Stam. So we hear also some of the Talmud interpreted Laman Tiskar that it's an additional mitzvah. You should eat that Kotel Pesach Matzah Mor, and you should also mention the Mount Tisco doesn't mean a lot of you should remember, you should rather mention it, you should try and call you Mechayecha. So the Tanoim has this much like it's what it's called Marga. The one time it said it's Marga Lohavni Mos HaMashiach, the other time it said no, then it's Marga Lohavni Alema. So there's a few. Yes, it could have been Nitzi and Echayecha.
Okay, nice.
I guess you wouldn't need all three. Whatever you have a mitzvah that's written in the Torah, it doesn't say when you have to do it, but the assume that you have to do it once a day, every day. So if it would have stated something on the mantis or something, may Eric could try it, and it wouldn't say any place, you have to read out all the three words, it would have been understood as being required every day. We should mention you see the every day, once a day. Like the Gemara says regarding Talmud Torah, that you have to learn Torah whenever you have a 3 minutes. What if a person is not busy, he's so poor he has to work all day and all night? So the Gemara says you have to at least learn a little bit every day. And the Pasuk says, Chagis lo yom lalala, the Pasuk in Yehoshua, so that means you have to learn Chach a little bit every day, a little bit every night. Chach a little bit every day, a little bit every night. Because whenever you have a mitzvah, it doesn't say exactly in Chumash when it's Monday, so it's understood, once a day every day. It is the Pasuk in Yeshua's Megala, once a day every day, once a night every night. Two little bits every day. Or duchening. It doesn't say when it's time after duchening. The Gemara says once a day every day. Or it says davening. The Rambam learns, the Gemara says, we often call it out when it goes to Tzilo, or the Shabbat Levi Tzilo, the Tzilo of their Isa. So how often does the person have to daven? So the Rambam says the Chiv is once a day every day. So means that it's understood. You know, you have a mitzvah, it doesn't say clearly. When it's manner, it's something once a day every day.
I will learn Shalom by Shalom the Bethel that you have to work on a whole day.
It's not a machlekes by tefillin. Is he supposed to wear tefillin all day long? Is that min hatayra or is that only min the rabbanon? But somehow that min hatayra the mitzvah is only once a day every day. Just put it on, take it off, and start to be finished. And the din of hatayra to wear tefillin kol yom, that's only min the rabbanon, because tefillin has a positive effect on the person and it purifies his thoughts. And he's not mishiyadav, and he won't be a gazman, he won't have to go to yaveir and so on. Yeah. If you hold that you're chatzila all day long, then what you're saying is that it's a mitzvah to be this. It's not the chlala mitzvah to put on film on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday. It's some, according to that day,
it wouldn't be a mitzvah.
No. You have to learn a little bit chatz every day. You have to learn a little bit every day. But some hold it by film, the mitzvah to put on once a day every day. If you skip the day, the din that I see is that you should wear tefillin, you should always wear tefillin. You should always be wearing tefillin, except that Shabbos and Yom Tov and Laila were exempted. But aside from Shabbos and Yom Tov and Laila, all the time you should wear tefillin. All the time you should wear tefillin. You should answer that different. If you have an exemption on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Laila, that's a very good man's wrong. The Biskarot, yeah, the Biskarot have like that. But it's not a case of where it's going once a day, every day. Yeah, he went to the field work, so he wasn't allowed to work filling, and the Cholam Ayan, so he didn't work filling one day, so the next day he worked filling for 2 hours instead of for 1 hour. Not that it's Hashmuman, he says the dinner is the only supposed to work filling. But we chiseled it down so we don't always work filling. But if you miss the whole day, he was only assuming that you didn't really miss anything. Usually it's true, not so. People usually assume that it's a chiseled work filling on Sunday, and it's a chiseled work filling on Monday, it's a chiseled work filling on Tuesday. Every day, once a day, every day a little bit. But that's talk only according to those who hold that the mitzvah derayis is only for a moment. But if you hold the mitzvah is called by Yoyim, but then the Biskarov understood like that. That's the shayla of machlekes and the shayla of machlekes and Yoyim. Whether the chiyot was called by Yoyim is a lachatzim of derayis or lachatzim of derabonim. Yeah, that's a big kasha that the Achrayim have a lot of trouble with. Why don't we put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, on the last day Yom Tov? Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanon, and some Rishonim hold not even the Rabbanon, it's only a Nimhog. So what do you mean, if there's a Chiyuv ben Atzeret to wear tefillin, so how can you have a minig not to wear tefillin? That's minig America. They don't keep Shabbos, they don't keep Kash, they don't keep Tzadik, they don't keep Tzadik, they don't keep Tzadik, they don't keep Tzadik, they don't keep Tzadik. How can you have a minig not to do a mitzvah? Very difficult to if you hold, so the Rishonim not to do a mitzvah. Rishonim says that Yesh Kach Lakar, Rishonim Yal Kassel, the Chalim Lekaveya, Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath. And they felt that there's a great need to relieve everybody, to strengthen Yom Tov Sheni, so they relieved everybody from making shul. What was the great need to relieve everybody from shul? They'll tell the people to put on tefillin, if chalila the people will do the mitzvah derayis to putting on tefillin, chalila, then they come to do melacha, which is also their rabbanon on Yom Tov Sheni. So what's this? Because they're afraid, tachadzeir l'gzeir, they're afraid someone chalila b'chalila, they're going to do melacha on Yom Tov Sheni, which is only their rabbanon. So therefore, it's the same better not to let through, to forgo a mitzvah derayis to the Shevi al-Fasra, okay, rather than to chalila violate the Kumayah saying into the Rabbanah, because it's a shver of work, a shver of work. But if Tzavtoy has a tshuva, he doesn't understand why. Why do they feel that it's such a tzavtoy? That he throws up his hands, he doesn't know. He just goes to tshuva, says it like that. That's what the Rishonim say, that you don't like tshuva. The Gemara doesn't say. If you're not allowed to wear tefillin, then if the din would be that you have to wear tefillin, so then it wouldn't be muktzah. It wouldn't be muktzah. The Gemara never says that you don't put on tefillin Yom Tov Sheni. In fact, in the collection of letters from the Ragat Shavar, so everybody from all over the world used to send them letters, and they used to answer. So if someone sends them a letter, what does he say about tefillin Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goliath? That is the explanation. So he just writes, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that you won't wear tefillin, so therefore you have to wear tefillin. You're truly, he sounds like a stupid boy. You mean he really put on Zion Yom Tov Sheni? You couldn't believe that he wrote such a letter? You have to put on Zion Yom Tov Sheni. Everybody knows that you don't wear Zion Yom Tov Sheni. It's very simple. That's what he says. If you say, like the Biskarov said, like this, usually we don't think like that. If you say that it's not a chiyuv to wear Zion once a day, every day. If the chiyuv has to wear it on all the time, so if you say like that, and you missed the day, you didn't really miss it. Missing a day is like missing in the middle of the day. You only got torn by shackles, and the rest of the day you don't miss. So if you miss the whole day, so you miss a little more. Anyway, Ben Kavaka was missing the whole day long. We're not doing the mitzvah Bishlei Nisan. So if you miss the whole day, so there's a balance of tomorrow. You went all 2 hours. So it'll come out at the end of the week, it'll balance. So you say like that, so the whole kasha with the Yom Tov Sheni is not so difficult. Who said that you have to work for once a day, every day? Our Muskov Rishon is like that. That's the way we always assume. That's why the Ksav Tzlesen was bothered with the kasha and the Radman Teres.
Why?
If you're not committed to wear tefillin, if you're not committed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then it's muktzah.
Why are you
not? That's also a dispute. The Gemara has a dispute. Some Tanaim are of the opinion that you're obligated to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to wear tefillin. And we don't accept that opinion. We accept that you're not obligated to wear tefillin. So the question is, you're not obligated. Maybe it's optional. Maybe if you want to put on tefillin, you may. So the Shagasage points out in his tshuva that this seems to be a question in Tanoim. There's some Tanoim hold that it's optional, and other Tanoim hold that it's an Iser. So Shaila, whether it's an Iser or it's an Rishus. And the Gemara, the end of the first Perek in the Beitra, the Maharam, has a right from that daf, the last daf in the first Perek in Beitra, has a Hachachah from the Gemara, that it's mutter to wear tefillin on Yom Tov. Not that it's an Easter, that you're puppet. And the Zohar says not so.
Why'd
they say that? Because it's what? That Shabbos and Yom Tov is forbidden to wear tefillin.
Why'd you say that the Meisim of Ocher, the same thing with Yom Tov Sheni?
Yeah, it doesn't
on his issue payments, is he saying permissible to wear tefillin?
No, the problem, what the Rishon saying is that you're obligated to wear tefillin, and everybody will understand that it's not really yomtov, and it's a fake, then everybody will go and do malach. No, but it's tefillin optional. You say you don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want to, you may.
What about the world this week?
That's how we talk to them. You don't have to put on tefillin, but if you want to, you may. And the Zohar is the source where it says that it's absolutely forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Zohar that it's forbidden. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is kli shemalach taliyisa. It doesn't say that it's mukti, it says that it's a kli shemalach taliyisa. We treat it like a hammer or like a screwdriver. It means that you're not committed to handling the tefillin stamps and other purpose whatsoever, but if it's in the way, then you're committed to move it away if you need the place. And then some later person suggests that maybe since it's kol malach taliyisa, the only thing you do is tefillin. A hammer, sometimes you use to bang a nail, which is a malach, and sometimes you use it to bang a jar, to bang a nut, or a screwdriver, sometimes you use it to crack open a nut also. But the rov malach taliyisa, mir malach taliyisa, but tefillin, the only thing you ever use it for is to make tefillin tabudimus. You never use it for anything else at all. So if you have something that's kol malach taliyisa, then there's an opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, there's been a time view, that the object becomes muktamah. That's why some of the opinion, that's what the Bishker Rav said. If you put together the Rabbeinu Tam sheet with the Zohar, that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's called Malach Talisa, but you come out that the tefillin is Muktamah. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. It just says that it's Kli Shel Malach Talisa. Okay, one could distinguish. One could argue the point and say that a Kli Shel Malach Taliyisa will be but only Muktzeh. You could say it's not even Kli Shel Malach Taliyisa. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch says like that. Shulchan Aruch writes that it's a Kli Shel Malach
Taliyisa.
Can we have the end of that? No.
Can we have the end of that?
Why? Then he won't know how to clear. How can he not know how to throw something?
Oh, let me hear it. I'll bring it to somebody. Show him.
The Gemara has Hashem Yavrenu by Shreifa. I don't know how to blow Shreifa. The Gemara has Hashem Yavrenu by a Megillah. I don't know how to read a Megillah. A Lulav. A Lulav in an Esrig works so hard that he may not remember who asked you how to do the Nanuim. People get confused how to do the Nanuim. But it is so that you do every day with someone who does not have Hashem Yavrenu. I say he talks Hashem Yavrenu by a bridge. He may forget and carry the knife.
Yes.
The Aliyah Ben, I don't know how to do a bin. I may carry the baby, I may carry the knife to the mayo. I may carry the knife with the baby to the mayo. I should do a bin to you. I don't know. It's the thing that not everybody knows. Hakol Hayom Ein Hakol Bikim. But by tefillin to say, Hakol Hayom Ein Hakol Bikim, it's from Shem Yavarenu. Everybody likes tefillin every day, once a day, every day. And some of you won't forget how to do tefillin. When they were negotiating when to send Yisro back to Eliezer, so they said, let it stay for a year, or at least 10 months. They said, Teshuvah Nari Tali, Yomim means a year, or Asorah, 10 months. Racha Tela. And she said, no, she wants to go now, so they should have to do that. And if you say the Shemata Tzachuka refers to Chukas Hatzilin, the Gemara says, Yom Yomim means daily, that every day you have to wait for. So what does it mean? Yom means a long day. That's the Machlech to Tatana, whether Milo is not similar or not.
If I left it alone for 24 hours straight, more late than this, would I have to go on the second block or second day?
Would you have to stay a bracha in the morning? Then the person will be awake the whole time doing the morning. I don't think so. You only stay a bracha when you do a new mic on this one. Let's say you have a mezuzah on the door. Every minute you say, I have a bracha on the mezuzah. Once you've nailed on the mezuzah, when you do the mic on this one, then you stay a bracha. Let's say I have the tune on today for an hour. So I stay a bracha every 5 minutes? Because I continue to do it, so. So I'm saying, that's what I said, when you're about to do the night time is, so putting on his
evil stuff. I
read
it.
That's what I was saying today. If the person does it, then when it comes to the Yotze, he's still holding it, he has to put it down and pick it up again. That's what they call the Chiddush of Yisrael Talanta said that you're not Yotze. That you have to do Dafka Hagdol. The Gemara says, Mirachbe nothing, you're not Yotze by holding on to it. You're only Yotze by picking it up. And then it says, has in his Chiddushim, the Shiurim that he said in the Yeshiva, the Merai Mesada. The Shiurim that he said in Galoj in the Yeshiva, said he writes that there was a Machloikis in the Yeshiva about that. I don't think that Yisrael Talanta was in his Yeshiva. But he writes that in Yeshiva there is Machloikis, based on the Gemara, one of the Talmidim, a whole group of Talmidim wants to say that you're not Yotze, if you picked it up before the Tashaka, and at the end you have to put it down and pick it up again. And he explained why it's not correct. He says that there's no need. So the minigal element that that you don't have to, we do it all the time. Let's say one person has a lulav and he wants to give it from someone else to ask it to someone else. Now everybody has their own lulav. But in the field of the when I was a little boy, I remember two or three people had a lulav, one person had a lulav. And everybody took the rabbi's lulav, whatever, lulav shall call. They took my Solomon's lulav. So the shayla is, when I take the lulav from you, it still belongs to you. So at the time that it's yours, on the first 2 days of Yantar, you're not Yetzir, because it has to be Shalachem. So at the time that I did get a Tfila, I wasn't Yetzir in this. But then after I have it in my hand, then I'm Kainu. After I'm Kainu, then I have to put it down and pick it up again. So then it says, then I have to put it down and pick it up again. So that's how we saw Talanta held again. When you take the little from someone else, you have to be Kainu, and then put it down, and then pick it up, and then Hagabor is the way to be it. So by tefillin, I don't think there's such a need. Tefillin, we'll say, I sit back and someone puts the tefillin on my arm. So the shach to say that I'm not yet to the mitzvah. The pastor says that I am yet to the mitzvah. You don't have to have doctor, the mitzvah, or another. Having the tefillin on your body is being yet. Let's say a person is a chayla and he has someone else put tefillin on. So the pastor says that it is yet. So getting back again, what do we learn? We learn from it. How to understand the last three words of the passage. So you don't need the whole three words, right. It could have said, Lamantisco can take from Eretz side. It does not have to say Kohen Mechiel. We would have understood on our own that when the Torah requires of us a mitzvah, it doesn't say what is Man Kima mitzvah, so it's understood that it's going to say every day. So why does it say Kohen Echayecho? It must be that it's some kind of a leader. What is its marker? So sometimes I understand Kohen is Yehovah Emotion Mashiach, that not only will the mitzvah be observed, even after the Imoris HaMashiach, even after the Gula HaTzido, we will still be obligated to be Meshaper to sit. In Zechira Tzitzis Mitzvah. We still have the Mitzvah of Zechira Tzitzis Mitzvah. And the other Tanoim disagree, they say no, that the Imoris HaMashiach, the Mitzvah will not be Noeg anymore. And Kol Yimei Chayecho refers to Leilus, that Menacheret is a separate Chit to say Zechira Tzitzis Mitzvah Mayom, and Zechira Tzitzis Mitzvah Malayla. So it's a double Machlech Tzitzis Tanoim. That the Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim applies by Lailah and Atara along with the Rabbanah. It's one point of dispute. And the other point of Machlokes is whether the mitzvah will be Noyeg L'Imoris HaMashiach. That's Machlokes. So last week I started off, we mentioned the Rashba quote that there were those who didn't accept the Yud Gimel Yikoy Amun Abdir Raman. The Raman postulates is one of his principles that none of the laws of the Torah will ever change, and the one and only thing that's going to change is our mitzvah, he says. In the end of Hilchot Malachim, because that's the terror, it says. You have to add on another three Ari Mitzvot to the six that we have already. So other than that, nothing else is going to change. So the Kasha is here, you have a Mitzvah, and the Chiyot is in time, it's a bona fide Mitzvah, and we follow the opinion, because we talk like the Tanan, who all get the Mitzvah Chiyot, Ayom, Abalaylam, and Atayra, and in Rosh HaMashiach, there won't be a mitzvah at all. So you see that it's Shaya. The mitzvah not to exist in Rosh HaMashiach. That's the Kasha. But then it went further. If that would be the whole Kasha, so the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam, Taka doesn't count the Chiyus of Tzitzis Mitzrayim as a mitzvah. the one and it's not yet the Kasha. How come? Why doesn't it count just like it counts Kippur, Tzitzit, and Tzitzit? No, that's not. Let him count the Chiyot, Tzitzit, and Tzitzit every day of the year. To mention the Kippur, the Chiyot, Tzitzit, and Tzitzit. The many answers are given on the Kasha. So one of the many answers is given by Chaim Soloveitchik that this is not a mitzvah, right? That the Mitzvah Mashiach, it won't be noticed. It's only how you are sure. And the Rambam writes the Rambam has 14 principles to determine what's counted as a mitzvah and what's not. And the first thing after the Sefer Mitzvah he gives you the 14 Sharash and the 14 Klavim. And then the second thing after the Sefer Mitzvah he goes ahead to list off what are the Ramat Mitzvahs and what are the Shin Tamachay Leitzahs. But then the Klavim that he has is that you only count the mitzvah which is Mahagas Luteris. The mitzvah which is only Rosh Hashanah, you don't count. So the Rambam gives an example of the mitzvah which is only Rosh Hashanah. When the Prophet told Moshe Rabbeinu, Harem is not Chalayam, who's Klai, we should stick up his arm. Wave his magic wand, and it should be Kriya Kamsa, so you don't count that as Minyan. This is only happen once in the history of the world. It's not a mitzvah to continue doing that to your own. Yeah, that's one kind of Hayroah Shua. The Chaim said there's another Hayroah Shua. If you have an obligation that only applies up until you Moshe Mashiach, and not including Moshe Mashiach, so that's also only Hayroah Shua. So Hayroah Shua, for a few thousand years, Hayroah Shua. A mitzvah reserved means absolutely reserved, that this mitzvah would apply evenly to Moshe Mashiach. If this would have been the only kasha that they brought up, you see, that what? That there is such a thing as a mitzvah which will be changed, Maharai is a chiyas, it's in stand, will not be known, lost in love, right? So the Torah says, enough and only, that's not a mitzvah, it's only Harosha, you have to do it anyway, so Harosha. But it's not a mitzvah, but then you have to kasha like this. The Pasuk says, you should eat Kavi Pesach Masi Omar, the man, please be called him, say, Chani Hashem Tzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecho. So it says that the purpose of Pesach Masi Omar, is in order to remember the children's tax. If well, in order there won't be any mitzvahs of Yisrael trying, so they assume that there won't be any Pesach Matzah, won't be any Yom Tov Pesach, won't be any Kippur in some Lo Hagadah, nothing. These are already mitzvahs. The Rambam does count those as mitzvahs. You see, there's Mishka Shalva, so mitzvahs can change. The mitzvahs, the Lashid Lav and all mitzvahs, Mishka Shalva. And not only that, they continue to quote, the Gemara says in Masechet Nida, that this is the tale of Lashid Lav. So you see, there's nothing wrong that you can be a minded in the Jewish religion and it's called mitzvahs and it's part of the Rosh Hashanah. And the Moed HaMashiach, it won't apply. So the Rajbo gets very angry about that. It can't be. There is no such thing. So he takes it apart one by one. So he says, first of all, when a Tanoim say over here that there's no mitzvah of the Chiras of Tzias and Tzai and Lashi Lava, it means that it doesn't exist at all. He says, no. The mitzvah will still apply to Lashi Lava, but it will be fulfilled in a different way. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, instead of speaking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is will be to speak about the Gula HaTzidah. We always speak about the Gula HaTzidah, and the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be accomplished. The purpose, what is the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim? We mentioned, let's speak about this. The Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim HaLeo Pesach, the nature of the Mitzvahs to express HaKoros HaTzoyim. So the Gemara says in Avit Tzohim that you have to start off with Manishpana to introduce the Hagwaris. And then the Gemara says that one of the Chachamim asked his Eved, if the Yodan would do a tremendous favor for the Eved, what would be the response of the Eved? So the Eved says, oh, he would have to be appreciative and thank the Yodan and show his appreciation in some way or another. So the Amara says, Patras Melevim Manishkana. We don't have to recite the Manishkana. This is a perfect introduction to the Hagrav, and now we can go. So the Chosin Ed Gemara, you see clearly that the nature of the mitzvah of the Tzipi says in Tama, Leo Pesach is, to tell Barichas about the Osif HaMotzim in order to stress our Koros HaTzav that we have to do the benchmark. And all year long, the Rashi says it's a different mitzvah. Zechiris, it says in time, all year long, every day and every night, there's a different mitzvah. So the Mechazik, the Amunah that we have, that at the time of the Tzipi Mitzrayim, or at the time of the Gula HaSigol, or the Lava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will demonstrate and will demonstrate that he is a Kol Yochum and he made Nisim to break Teva. He demonstrated that he was the one who created all of Teva, and he has control, and he knows what's happening, there's Yudhiyah, and he punishes, and he gives reward to the Tzadik, and punishes the Rishon. So it demonstrated all of the Yisraelis and all the Kori Amunah. But that's the purpose of the Chiyas and time every day, because the Rashi says, Rafi Bava, we will continue to fulfill the Mitzvah, but in a different form, the form that it will take, and in the intended form it will have, rather than speak about the six and John that happened so many years ago, let's speak about the Guru Akshita that will have just happened at that occasion, right before the times of Moshiach. In other words, the mitzvah will still apply. Then the Rajma says, what they said, they start from Pesach Matzah Maror, the only purpose of eating from Pesach Matzah Maror, the man says, it's the purpose of remembering and seeing some time. And he says that's not the correct shot in the pasuk, and the word Laman doesn't mean that. And he quotes a series of psukim from Chumash, so Laman doesn't mean when it's seen after that I do this is because of that. Yeshua Tanoim didn't understand it. Forget about the rest. Yeshua Tanoim didn't understand it like that. The pasuk says in Parshas Zeriah, you should read from Pesach not tomorrow. And then the Tanoim read it, semicolon, and then somehow Laman Tiskar means not here. You should mention it to Yeshua Tanoim. So they understood Laman differently. How exactly they understood Laman, I still don't know. After reading the Hazan, still not sure. But it doesn't mean that it's in the Sina Tan. It's not an explanation. So he said, this is clear that even though we will no longer discuss it, Yeshua Tanoim will be Logoi. That's how the Gemara understands, according to the Sheikahs. But still, from Pesach HaTamar will still apply, even though it will be unrelated to Yitzhak Mitzvah. That's the famous essay that the Beis HaLevi has. It says that when the Malachim came to visit Lot, and that's the famous, it says, the Matzah talk about the table, he baked Matzah. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, it was Pesach. So what is he taking matzahs? It's a whole idea of matzahs. He's taking a lot of things. A lot.
There was no Messiah.
It didn't happen yet. So what is he eating matzahs for? And then the Medrash also says, and this is said, you know, that when Yitzchak says, Lech no ratzon l'kachim yishtam shnei gidoye yizmin, he should take two. Well, one is called Pesach, one is called Pesach. What is he called Pesach? Called Pesach is Zech Lutzis Mitzrayim. It was the whole story didn't happen yet. So what are they fulfilling the Mitzvah Kredi Matzah Torah? And you see that that's not the only reason. That was one of the many reasons for Korban Pesach Matzah is that that's the Tzias Mitzrayim. But if the others observed the Mitzvah Korban Pesach Matzah before the historical event occurred, you see that these Mitzvahs were Kodim Sheshis Negrations, these Mitzvahs were Kodim Biyasad before the whole history happened. Rather, the Rebbe Shlalom arranged the history in such a way that it should fit in with the Mitzvahs. That's how the Vizker Rav added on. The Beis HaLevi says, that the Pasuk says, how does the Pasuk say? Okay. The Beis HaLevi has a Pasuk in Dvarim. With Yitz Mesakeh, the simple shot in the Pasuk is that Ba'vizu Asa Hashem Li B'Tesim in Mitzvah. Babu is there, also Hashem leaves the Torah. What does it mean, Babu is there? Because of this. So the Mishnah says, Babu is there, La'amata v'shar she'shmat v'mor 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 v'mor. So how did the Tanoim read the Pesach? Babu is there, because of Pesach, Matzah Mor, also Hashem leaves the Satan in the Mitzvah. So the Baruch Hu made it here from trying because of Pesach, Matzah Mor. That's not fair. So the Ibn Ezra quotes those who interpret that it should be Fakir. Babu or Shoasa Hashem leaves the Satan in the Mitzvah. Aliyah says, yes. Because there are those who interpret like that. He says, is Ma'atach Gibbon a King Chai? Ibn Ezra a lot of times quotes King Karayim, and he doesn't accept them. So he says, well, the Karayim interprets that the Pasuk really means Pasher. Is Ma'atach Gibbon a King Chai? That's not what the Pasuk says. So that's not the Pshat. What is the Pshat? Is Ibn Ezra leading the Hanging? He just says, that's not the Pshat. So what is the Pshat? The Beis HaLevi says, no, the Mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mor is a Kodim Briya Kodim. Why Avraham Avinu was Mekayimah before the story had. And Lloyd was eating Matzahs before the story had. So the other these Mitzvahs existed before. But was there because of Pesach Matzah Mor. The Rebbe Shlomo had in his plan before he created the world. He wants to have these Mitzvahs. Asa Hashem Li, the Pesach Matzah Mor, the made a Gula in order to make a Yazdav Gula in order that the Pesach Matzah Mor should have historical significance as well. The history was not that the mitzvahs are historical commemoration, but the history was written by the Rosh Hashanah that it should fit in with the mitzvah. That's what Samuel said, Master.
Yes, that's
correct. Before?
Yes, that's
not which is the Ikah, which is the Tophil, no, whether these mitzvahs are needed to be considered as historical mitzvahs or not. So the history was in order to fit in with the mitzvahs. Yeah, okay. The Baruch Hu read the history in such a way that these mitzvahs should have a historical significance as well. But it's not that they're only historical commemorations. And the Brisker Rav, Rav Avila, added on to what the Beis HaLevi said, he added on the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, that the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim describes the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, they have to hurry up. It's eight times only given a call upon the Shmati HaFein, it's big time, you have to hurry, you have to hurry, you have to make it, see it in time. What's the rush? Add it in sometime next month. No! He says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had a plan through Sheshes and Gracious. You have to have a Pesach, a young Pesach, and a Chodesh Rabbi. That was the original plan. He says, it's 3 months, you have to hurry up and read the history, so that the Dina HaTorah should be able to fit in. That's one interpretation.
Okay,
that's one. So the Rajbo has this idea also over here. So the Rajbo says, you shouldn't read the Pasuk, that we should eat Pesach HaTomah, the Ma'am Tizkar, say Mecha Yecho, that is the purpose of remembering. So that's not true. That's one term. Laman Tisco is a separate clause in the Pasuk, and the mitzvahs are called Pesach Matmol that apply even Lossi Lom. Then the Rajbo discusses the Gemara in Nida. So the Gemara says mitzvahs are famous Lossi Lom. So how often the Gemara? That's a lot of Lossi Lom and the mitzvahs won't apply. So the element, when you look in the Gemara there says, and that's in a different world. The Gemara says, lost his brother means a person who was dead, who came back to life after death. So we have a passage that says, Mesim Chavshim. So what does it mean? Dead people are Chavshim, they're free. What are they free about? So the Gemara says, it's two of them on this, the Chavshim and on this. A Chavshim. Why do you even think that they're free from this? So the Mesim Ataka Chavshim, Ataka free from the Mesim. What do you mean they're free? They're dead. What do you mean they're free? Oh, so the Chiddush, the Gemara says, even after Tzias HaMesim, they're also passed from Mitzvah. So visualize like this. After Mashiach Zayi, there's going to be Tzias HaMesim. So you're going to have lots of people walking around. Some of the people are going to be young people, 70, 80, 90 years old, who were just born 90 years ago. They'll have to let go. They'll have to sit in Sukkah. They'll have to bench Esrik and everything. They have to keep all the Mitzvah. Those people who are centuries old, Adam Avinu, Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeinu, all the people who lived and died and came back from the dead, they won't have to keep telling mitzvahs, because Neitzim Chavshim doesn't even cause mamet, they're dead, it's of Shifna. After they're dead, they come back to life, they're still Pasuk. Neitzim Chavshim means that they're still Pasuk.
How do you say Kodesh
Shor HaRedin? Won't be a Redin. No, Kodesh Shor HaRedin means that the Redin means that the Redin means that are obligated in mitzvahs. Let's say, there's no deal of others for women that I should speak with that they sit in Shifna. If they don't want to sit in Shifna, they don't have to. There's only others on behalf of those who are obligated to keep the mitzvahs, yeah?
The
still be kind of
they wouldn't be up here, they'll be able to do what they want to.
Yeah, be the current payment to the Riyashir. Right, we'll be the current, whoever wants, we'll be like any to the Riyashir. The Rajbo doesn't want even like that. The Rajbo says that's not true either. He doesn't even want to learn like a Bachana Basaman life. A Bachana wrote it because he was attacking the Zionists who said, come to Israel, come to move to Palestine, you'll be talking from Mitzvah. Lost his loving, my son, Mashiach. He writes that the whole shock is wrong, doesn't say that anymore. The Rajbo over here thinks that even what Lora Haran said is wrong. Not only will the people who were just born 60, 80 years ago still have to let go, even the people who are dead and came back to life will also have to let go. So what does the Gemara have a discussion? So he says you have to look again inside that Gemara and either. What is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara and either quotes a Mishnah from Shulayim. The Mishnah says in time, if you have a piece of cloth, a shmata, some kind of a material that has sharpness in it, so you're not allowed to wear it. So when you have a levaya, they put, we have an aura now, so you put something, a talus, and you put a fancy drape on top of the kitchen. What if you bury without an aura? You're really not supposed to bury an aura. So you get a deal to talk to what they have to do. Who's attacking
them?
So you have tachlichen. Let's say you have an ecstasy. These are made there in the tachlichen. So you put some shmata on top of the mesh, like that. You put this shmata on top of the urine. You put a shmat on top of the mesh. So the Mishnah says that you're permitted to put a bag of shop klai shatnes. Why should they think that a bag of shop shatnes? The Mishnah has like that. If you have a fancy bag of shop shatnes, you're permitted to put it on top of the mesh. On top of the mesh when they say the hester. So the Gemara now has a machlekes on a roi menide. What is the Mishnah? Why does it say in the Mishnah the word lahasidosh? that you're permitted to put the Shemata Shel Kalayim on the mace, Bishata Hesed. It doesn't mean only Bishata Hesed, that you're not permitted to bury the mace with the Hesed. What did it say, though?
What is
it? No, you can even leave the shachmet on them. You can bury the mace with the
shachmet.
So the Gemara says this is the issue where the mitzvah betelus la'os is mavoi, a mitzvah not betelus la'os is mavoi. The Maishmitei Tzatzina. So the traditional interpretation always was that's what the Rashbam here attacks the others. He said that if the Mashiach comes, there won't be any mitzvahs. So then, Mr. Lotte Lavali means that he might come a Shiach after Kriya Kamei, and they thought that no one's going to have to keep any mitzvahs then. We won't have to keep Kriya Kamei tomorrow. All the mitzvahs will be forgotten and will be a different world. But the Rajna says that shot is wrong. But that's the way, that word, Lotte Lavali, is always understood like that. There's that one shot, right around the next one. There's that one shot that there is a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says at the end of Ksubis that when it'll be Kriya Kamei, not only will the mason come back to life, the body decomposes, the oven decomposes, the blood and everything decomposes, so not only will the mason come back to life, our children mason to come back to life, still will stay with their clothing. So what does it mean with their clothing?
Of course,
the phone is
beyond the
sanction of the
shuttle, and
very similar to the
conversation
that he was talking about that bit. I'm not, he's different.
There is a connection.
Yeah, we'll get back to this. In this parish later, there is a thesis about it, what the connection is. Coming up in a few documents. Usually you learn shot like this. The Gemara says in Genesis 2 is that after Tzias HaMeisim, they will come back to life with the begotten. Well, which begotten? So usually it's the begotten that they were buried in, that's what they're going to come back to life. So that's why the Achorim says the minute is that you bury a person with a talus, and should bury with a Shabbat Digit talus. So after Tzias HaMeisim, we'll be malubish with a Shabbat Digit talus, a nice malubish. So that's the posture of Shabbat Digit Gemara. That's the Shabbat, that's what he says. That's what the connection is going to be. Are you allowed to pass on the Tzitzis, or do you have to leave all the Tzitzis? So the way you usually learn the Gemara, are you permitted to bury a mace with shatnas on? With tachrichma of shatnas? Along with the shatnas, but you can have drapes on him, but you can't bury him. Because whatever you're going to bury him with, the Esther's Tzitzis maybe he's going to be wearing that exact thing. If you bury him with shatnas, he's going to come back to life later with shatnas. If you all that Esther's Tzitzis mason, the mason are still chayiv in mitzvahs. So you can't bury him with shatnas. He's going to wake up. He's going to have to take off his clothes. He's going to have to walk around naked. He won't be able to walk with the begotten. If you all miss the Tavis Lost in Love, good, so you can bury him with Shabbos. If it's Tavis Mason, he won't have any mitzvah of Shabbos. But if you all that mitzvahs are not the Tavis Lost in Love, so it's only the Shabbos that it's mitzvah, but you're not permitted to bury him with it because you assume he's going to come back to life with those begotten that he's wearing. That's the way the Pasha of Shabbos is usually understood, because the Rashba doesn't like that. He says, who states in the Gemara that the Tavis Mason is going to be with the begotten that they were wearing? It just says, I'll see the nation to come back to life, you'll be Russian. They will come back with the begotten. Don't say, with the same begotten, we're going to be restored back the same begotten. The Gemara makes a kalachayma. The Gemara says, the next is a kalachayma. The Mada, Chachito, you bury a kernel of grain in the ground, aruma. You just buried aruma. And yet, it grows, and it grows, and you have kernels of grain with shells and all kinds of covers on it. So the Masons, who were buried in the Chachilu with Godimon, a Kabbalahima that they're going to come back to life with the Godimon. So he says, the Chita, the Kabbalahima was Mechita. The Chita you plant in the ground, you bury it in the ground without any clothes on. So once it comes back to life with the Godimon. So the Mason also, the Kabbalahima was the Mason buried with the Godimon. The Kabbalahima is going to come back with the Godimon. Doesn't mean the same God. So the Rajvah says the whole premise is not good. The whole premise that everyone always assumes that that's Pshat. And that's what our friends say, should bury with a fancy talus. So the whole thing is that you're and you're just going to come back with the garden, not the same garden. Alright, so what does the Gemara say? Whether you're permitted to bury a mace with shakras, depends on if it's going to go from so the Rajba has his unique shot. It has the Chedusha Rajba Nida has that shot also. The Gemara appears in Nida in different places. This Gemara about burying the mace with shakras. Rashi says that the word lossi, lossi sometimes, many times means the voice of Mashiach, and sometimes it does mean, it just means in the future. Sometimes that means tomorrow, sometimes called tomorrow lossi lossi. As for example, he quotes, here I am in the Chedusha Razan Eden. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that when the Eden come to Yerushalayim to testify that they saw the Levana, so they're even permitted if Mishri could be Mechal Shabbos, in order to come to tell the Bezna that they saw the new moon, that Bezna should declare today Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh. What happens is that the Eidim are traveling on the highway, they're driving their car, and then they see all the Pleiadim are driving on the highway, and they open up the windows, and they talk on the street, and they say, where are you going? We're all going to Yerushalayim, we all saw the Levana. So what does Bezna need 100 Eidim for? So because 98 people should stop, it can break the penalty of mission, and the two people should drive to Yerushalayim. What do they need 100 Eidim for? The one kind of said, if you have a lot of people, so everybody should stay home and only two should go. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, what's going to happen next month? Next month it may turn out that only two people saw the Levana was raining, and only two people saw the Levana. And they're going to remember that last month we traveled in the Chol Shabbos and then we stopped. So where do we have to go this month? There'll be a different two Eidim will come. Turn out that those are the only two Eidim, and they won't come. And the Bezin won't make Rosh Chodesh of the Eidim that month. So they won't have the Mitzvah and Rosh Chodesh of the Eidim. So the Tani uses the Rosh and the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, you shouldn't do that. Mitzvah, Tata Mashilon, lost his love voice. Lost love doesn't mean it. Lost his Mashiach. It's next time. So the Rosh just in the future. He quotes another place in Shas, another one or two places where there's strength, lost his love, and the term doesn't mean lost his love, even Moshe Mashiach. That means next time or in the future. So he says, the Machlokes HaTanaim over here, this is the following. So put Shabbos on the May. Just recall the Alma during the Hesed, to put a Shema to like we drape the Orin. If we drape the Orin, that's not a Shiloh Shabbos, so it's not touching the May. But if someone put Shabbos on the ceiling, so I'm not wearing the Shabbos, it's because I'm topping it. But to put on the Orin is not Shiloh. Even to put it on the May, the Raja says that's no Shiloh. Because you only put it, how long is the Hesed? How long is that? An hour or two. So it's only the covered the Alma. So he says when a person puts on a uniform for a short period of time, that's not a violation of shatnez. Let's say you try on a suit. And you know the suit has shatnez. And you're gonna see. If you like it, you're gonna buy it, and you're gonna take it to the store and you're gonna take out the shatnez. So how are you allowed to try on the suit in the first place if you know it has shatnez? Or you think that it may really have shatnez? So the answer is we assume that that's not a Nisa Levisha Shabbos. Nisa Levisha is only, it more than any woman. Because Levisha Shiresh Lahanoah. Levisha Shiresh Lahanoah means, I wear it in the street, I wear it now, I'm wearing it. Just to try it out to see if it fits. I want to buy it, but I don't want to buy it, I'm not going to, it doesn't fit, I'm not going to buy it. That's not called Levisha Shiresh Lahanoah. There's no Easter over there. So the Rajma says, to put, to drape the maize, just the Shabbos that has paid him. With a beggar shawl Shabbos, with the sun has to go. Even if he would have been alive, it would have been Hesed. That's not called the Rishon Sheyesh Lahanoah. No, some you're wearing in the covered. The Alma, the uniform, there's no Rishon at all. The old Shiloh only is to bury the mace with Shatnez, that he would have been alive. He's wearing Shatnez. Even if the mace happens tomorrow, he's wearing Shatnez the whole day. Not some for an hour of the Hesed. So that's already a Shiloh. Is that proper to bury a mace with Shatnez? There's no hashash that this mace is going to have a Kriyas HaMace and that he's going to be wearing the same garment after Kriyas HaMace. He's not going to wear the same garment. The garment is going to disintegrate and he's going to have different garments. Even if they come back, I'll say, he doesn't say this, but even if he'll be restored to life with the same garment, when will the same garment? It'll be synthetic garment. It'll look like the old garment. So synthetic garment is not shatnez. If you have synthetic wool and synthetic linen, that's not shatnez. If the garment is going to make a mess and cause everything to come back, wool is that you took it off from a sheesh. And linen means that it grew on a bush. It grew on a flax bush. But if it came back from the dead, something was reconstituted like this, well, there shouldn't be any sheesh. Even if the bush would make a nest, to restore it, it's nest. It's nest material. It's not shatnez material. So the Rashi says the shayla in the Gemara is, where it mentions the tailor's lost his lover. Lost his lover means called man that is buried in the grave. That's called lost his lover. In the future, now the shayla says to the Zichamukha. What about in the future means while he's buried, to leave the Shabbos on for an extended period of time, that if his mace would have been alive, that would have been prohibited, but is that proper or not? It's more close to Pasik, mace and chashim while he's a mace. That's the way Rabbi Hanan said, mace and chashim even after the Kriyas HaMace. He says, while he's dead, is there an issue? That's the last way this meeting is. After the Kriyas HaMace is up, they're certainly obligated to observe all the Dinah Torah.
Well,
why do you need a prostitute? That's what the Hanukkah sign is not like the Rashi. Well, the Hanukkah doesn't have a Rashi sign. So he writes, Mason Koshin calls him, he says, Avadim's Koshin. Koshin means Mason, they come Koshin. So that even if the Kesha Mason, they're still Koshin, even though they're alive then. They're still Koshin. And we say, sorry to the wrong side, and this is Jewish, born to a Jewish mother, then he's still alive. But if he died, and then he came back to the dead, the people would be also
Shulchan Aruch says
that you're not permitted to make curtains out of mud. Why is Dilan offered the money under the first paragon basis? You're not permitted to have shabbos in a curtain. What's wrong with that, Vegas? The mud says, Neshah Shabbos is coming for. Because sometimes when people are chilly, sometimes they'll lean on the curtain. So what about the parashas of the Yoram Kodesh? Then the Shulchan Aruch, that since it has established a Tashmishi Kedusha, and you're not allowed to warm yourself with it, so therefore there's no Kashash, even if you make it from shabbos, it's okay. So that's what there was a meaning in Europe, that they used to make dafke from shatnez, just like in the Beit HaMikdash, the parechas had to be made from shatnez. So too, the parechas and shuls in Europe, that meaning they used to make a dafke from shatnez. Achleinim writes such a lotion. They used to have a meaning, dafke to make it from shatnez. But in America also, they continue to make it from shatnez unless you request otherwise. If you don't ask, you just order a parechas, but the people who make it are not observing people. So they make, naturally, they make most of the parechas of shatnez. The Achleinim say that it's not right though. Rav Shmuel Negefon says that the Gemara says, why is the parechas in front of the Yom Kodesh Tashmish Yitzlusha? Should it be Tashmish the Tashmish? The Gemara says the Sefer Torah is held in the Yom Kodesh of the Yom Kodesh. Sefer Torah is the Gufa Yitzlusha. That's the Yom Kodesh. And the Yom Kodesh is Tashmish Yitzlusha. So the parechas covers the Yom Kodesh as Tashmish the Tashmish. The Gemara says, because when you take the Sefer Torah to lay down the Shulchan, sometimes there's no cover on the shoulder, so we call it a talis. So the Marigmar used to take the parochas and put it there, and then put the Sefer Torah directly on top of it. And this was a common practice. So the Gemara says in the Gila, that's why the parochas had the status of Tashmish Kedusha directly. But in Europe, they always assume not so, because the practice was in Europe in many communities that would take the parochas and use it for a chuppah, at a chasinim. In fact, many parochas today also have four rings in the four corners, in the event that you decide you want to use it for a parochas. For a chuppah. Hold up on the four poles. So the Achranim discuss how to use it for a chuppah. It's a tashmishik dushi, you're not allowed to use it for divrei chol. A chuppah is not the same as being shamish or sister. But they say that that's only with my gemalon. Sometimes they would use the parochas to put on the shulchan, to put the sefer Torah on it, so the parochas have the status of tashmishik dushi. But with none of them, we never do that. So the parochas like the tashmishik dushi, so it doesn't have the status of tashmishik dushi. But if you want, so it has the same status as Vilon. So if you want, you can use it for a chuppah. So once you say that it has the same status as a regular Vilon, so that Chaim says, so it should be offered to put Shabbos in.
Does the Shabbos say that you
can't use it for the Shabbos? You cannot
cut it down and exchange it for
another Shabbos? You're not permitted to use it for the Shabbos to cover up the Shabbos? I don't know. The Gemara says that they all did it. Yeah? This idea that the Rashba points out over here, that the mitzvah of Zechirah Tzitzis and Sam will still continue in the Moshe HaMashiach, but will fulfill it in a different form. Instead of talking about Yisrael and Sam every day, we'll talk about the Gulu Hasidah. This is how the Ramban HaChumash writes. On Parsha Zvoy, on HaChodesh HaZavachem Rosh Chodoshim, so the Torah says that the monk has to have numbers, Rishon Sheni, Rishon Mitzvah, Sheni Mitzvah, and so on. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes from Yerushalmi that Bishman Azeh, we no longer use that designation. Yeah. We think about Tishrei, Keshen, Kishon, Mitzvah, Yeshivan. So what happens to this Mitzvah Beraisa? What happens to the Mitzvah Beraisa? So the Ramban says, so some say that this is a statement of assimilation of the Jewish people, that they absorb from the Avodah Zarah, all the Goyish names, Talmud is the name of the Avodah Zarah. All the Shemot Chadashim, Eli Yimonim Bubble. You just found the Ramban question in Shalom, the Shemot Chadashim, Eli Yimonim Bubble. This was the influence that they got in Bubble. And Talmud is the name of the Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk in Yechezko says, and Elo means Elil, and Achesh and Elot has to do with Avodah Zarah. Different names in the month have to do with Avodah Zarah. So Mamash is simulation. So Ramban says no. He thinks that this is a chelik of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that just like at the time of, not that we have neglected the Mitzvah Deraisa of Chodesh HaMishma Chodesh HaSheni, and this is a sign of assimilation, this is a meaning of Avodah Zarah. He says, no, this is all the hemshech of the same Mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom told us that whenever there's a Geula, we should incorporate the Geula into the Luach. So following the Geula from Mitzrayim, we incorporated that Geula into the Luach, by counting the Chadashim, starting from a certain time. The Chodesh HaGula was Nissan. So that's the Chodesh HaRishon, and then the next month is Chodesh HaSheni, and so on. After the Gula from Golas Babel, so we incorporated that Gula into the Luach by introducing Shmuel Chadashim from Babel, that we should have in Zecher, that there was a while for 7 years when we were Golas Babel, and then the Rosh Hashanah gave us a Gula, and thus the Lord will have to incorporate that Gula into the Luach. So the Ramban says that this is a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled in different generations in different ways. Not like Shaifer and Sitzis and Gula that it says the same thing on the voice. A mitzvah that has to do with the Gula, when it comes to Gula from a different Gula, so you have to incorporate that Gula. Yeah, you have to mention that Gula. But that's similar to what the Rabbi says over here, that the mitzvah of the Chiyas, the Tzitzis and Tzitzis will continue even in Moshe HaMashiach, but it will be fulfilled differently. We will fulfill it by talking about the Gula Abdida rather than talking about the Gula from the Tzitzis. Yeah. The Navi is Megala Pshat, the Navi is Malami Pshat, the Navi says that was the Navi, yes, the Mashiach time, we will no longer speak about the Jewish time, we will fulfill that mitzvah by speaking about the Golasi. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to say. I don't know. The Gemara said before it has to be a parsha, that's why they didn't call parsha the parsha. What's going to be lost in Golasi? There's going to be another parsha. And you just won't read a parsha from Navi? I don't know. Parsha from Yechesko, a parsha from Yishai, yeah. I don't know. Another parsha, not from Kumsh. Yeah. I don't know. Did he have the off the Rajarites? Did he have it? It seems that you are, I think, the success or something. Did he have the essay without that? That just enhances it. Maybe that's only the Rabbana. I don't
know.
Then he didn't need the whole kasha, right? That's the Raj book, what's that kasha? How does the Gemara say whole kasha? Let's ask him, Moshe, you have to say a whole kasha. So the Gemara says, lady, you have to say the whole kasha. It says, Vaya Moshe, Moshe, Vaya 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 Moshe, He left that. No, the Rita starts in the Chodesh that means like that, but that's not also not a whole Kasha. It's also not a whole Kasha. That's the Rajboy has that Kasha. So I'm correct, you get some kind of attention to this Kunch with Al-Kriyashna that's printed in the Yom Tashim in the first volume. You have some kind of a difficult teres on this. He said that this one Kasha has two different things. This is treated like a Shepherd Kasha. It's not a Tzucha or Tzucha Kasha. He said the first Tzucha and the last phrase and the last Tzucha is somehow a separate theme in the Kasha. That's treated like a whole Kasha. I don't know. So that's where the kasha is. He doesn't really give a good answer. It's a very good kasha. So let's see the Gemara. We're up to the Gemara. Tanya Amalah and Benzer Melachachamim. The Machlek is Benzer Melachachamim. Whether you have the mitzvah of the things that he's inside, yes, the Mashiach comes. How can it be the same? I think it's time. We must have Mashiach. Will the mitzvah still be fulfilled in the same form? That you speak about the case in time after the Mashiach comes. So let's find Emma. The Navi says, הנה ימים באים ליום השם ולא יאמרו עד חי השם שחל לו את מי סום לארץ מצרים. They won't speak that he fears מצרים anymore, but rather כי אם חי השם, השם לו שהד יזר בי סום לארץ צפון מכל הרוסס אשר ידחתם שם. This is the case, we will no longer speak that he fears מצרים. We will substitute it. That's how the Rashi says we will fulfill the mitzvah with a different form by substituting the chira to kriyas aguru hasidah. Yeah, this passage.
Yes,
the passage here. Okay. Amulai, the chacham answers. Then kaima, that's not shah. Lo shet yaki tesis hanim kaima. It does mean that we will no longer fulfill the mitzvah as we always did. El shet eishi b'malki yasik avitiyas in tzayim tafalo. The big deal will no longer be yasik in tzayim. It will be more important to mention about the gula asidah, because that will be the afnu that will just have occurred. That we will still fulfill the mitzvah as we always fulfilled it in the death. Of eishi b'malki yasik avitiyas in tafalo. Kayet v'atorim, we have a similar passage. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Yankov a new name, Yisrael, so what does it mean? Lo yikar shim called Yankov, Kini, so here, Shmecha. Means that your name should no longer be called Yaakov, but that is Yisrael, but it's not true. But the Gemara says, no, it's Moshe, New York, Yaakov, Mimenu, not that he no longer is called with the name Yaakov in the common, not that he no longer is called by the name Yaakov. Ella, he has two names, Yisrael, Yikar, Yankov, Tafila, Chimoim, there. The parting in the Shire should also be interpreted like that. It's the same one. See, the right from Yagrin is a good right. Kayetu Batarana. The same one will have to read. What does it say here in this parting in the Shire? I'll just go over the Shire to cut money out of Zainanu. Don't keep on talking about the ancient history. What does that refer to? So the Gemara interprets. I'll just go over the Shire to refer to Shire Malkius. The cut money out of Zainanu, the Ethiopian Shire. Don't talk anymore about the Ethiopian Shire and about Golders Bogdell. And about all the Shibud in Spain and in France and in England and America and everything. The Pasuk continues, here's Yom Tachadashah, I'm going to make a new Gula Hasidah, Atta Kitzma. It's going to be a new Gula Hasidah. So what does that refer to? The Pasuk tells us, I'm going to go to Mother. So look, when you read that Pasuk, it sounds like you won't say anything. You don't know how to read that Pasuk. Whether you don't say it, what about the Pasuk from Yankim and Yisrael of the Feirish? That's the name, he's still called it the name Yankim, even after the Baruch Hu gives him the name Yisrael. But that's what the Feirish HaKocher, that you don't have to interpret the Pasuk as meaning that at all. But this Pasuk is exactly what the Machlokes is, how to interpret that Pasuk. Haven't they called the Chayin Ra'ina? The strange Mokar Anima, why did the Chayin Ra'ina? Moshe Ramad Eladayna, the Rav Mishaya, why should we no longer make a big sinness about the Tzitz and Shayim and the big Yitzhi should be about the Lord of Tzitz? It's so simple. Moshe Ramad Eladayna, the Rav Mishaya, it has a bigger sort of body, it's attacked by a lion. And he saw the man, right beside him, right beside him. Father Mabraka, she had a bigger son coming, and it's the man, Shachat Maitha, she ain't even talk about the first two anymore, and it's not the man of Maitha, no. So what does that mean? So he no longer talks about the first one and the second one. Why do you talk like them German against the Chacham? But it's presented as if Chacham is minor. The Chacham are the majority of things. The Golas that we have now is much worse than Golas in time. The Golas are great and the Golas will be a more great. The old name has a new name in addition. The same thing that you saw. But Avram was corrected to Avraham, because that's the Hazor, the Yetzer Hazor, you're not supposed to get any Ogun. The Pasuk says in the Bible, Avraham or Avraham, what does it mean? The Tchila really means the same as Avraham means, he's only an Asher of Avraham, he was a leader in that nation only. But the Bishop, when his name is changed to Avraham, then the Baruch Hu said, Avraham HaGad, look up that Tov, the Chav HaHalam Kula. Abraham is considered a major figure in world history. By all of them, Sarai, Yisarah, the Pasuk says in the Bayam also. Sarai's name is changed to Sarah, the Tchila not to Sarai the Yuma. So, at first, before she became Jewish, before the Bechila of Ram and Sarah, they were only important in their nation, by that nation of Aram, but the Bechila of Nas and Sarah, the Chalal and Kuvah. After they became the founders of the Jewish religion, but then that affected all of mankind, all of civilization has changed. Sarah means my princess. Sarah,
right?
Princess. Sarah, my princess, only for one nation. Avraham. And Avraham, the prophet says, Avraham Ungar, father of all of mankind. Yeah, Avraham Ungar is the father of Israel. That means that he left a lasting effect on all of civilization. That's the part of Shatner Hunish. Avraham Ungar, he left a lasting effect on all the world. The Tanayim Darshan, the Machlekes HaTanayim, and the Mishnah Bikurim. Again, is obligated to keep all the same mitzvahs as anybody else. But what about Mikra Bikurim? The Mikra, the Parsha Mikra, that's the Rami Yavadali, the Yerim Mishayma, they have to say, and I thank you, Rabbi Shalom, for giving me Yerim Shalom, which was promised to my forefathers, to my ancestors. If you again say that the Rabbi Shalom promised to give his ancestors Yerim Shalom, he's got to be Isha. The Ger is not a blood relative, so the Mishnah says that the Ger is made in the inner current. The Ger is obligated to bring Havuaz Bikurim, the two mitzvahs. One is Havuaz Bikurim, one is Mikra Bikurim. Havuaz Bikurim is a Pasuk in Mishpatim. The Mishnah says that a ger is made in the Anchor, he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim, but he doesn't have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, because it will be a Dada Sheker. And the Rambam Baskins, like the Shittim in Yishalmi, like Rabbi Yudah, that a ger is made in the Anchor, right? Yishalmi quotes a writer of Rabbi Yudah, the ger is made in the Anchor, because Avraham's name is changed to Avraham Avraham Goyim. So the Toshib Shat Avraham Ungoyim means that Avraham, after Avraham and God became the founders of the Jewish people, so they left a lasting impression on the whole world. The Jewish idea, the idea of monotheism, left a Roshim on all of civilization, on all of mankind. That's the Toshib Shat. So this time Rabbi Yudah says no. It means that Avraham Avinu and Sarah are Avraham Ungoyim, they are the Av of all of the Ger who are seated in his Gaya. So therefore a Ger can say, a Goy can say, is part of the single of Islam. A good can say based on Avraham Ungoy, but a Gersh and his Gaier can say, I am a descendant from Avraham Ungoy, because the word Av and Bain in Yuleda doesn't always mean biologically that someone gave birth to someone else. Sometimes it means that spiritually, like Ben Ian, and Elisha calls Elio and Avi, 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 Rabbi Gotosh, what does it mean? Avi? And the Ben means the Talmud. The Talmud is also called the Ben.
Not
necessarily a descendant from Avraham. I can say that he, Eretzol was promised to his forefather. So the answer is that the word forefather doesn't necessarily have to mean biologically forefather. It can mean that in spiritual
meaning. You also have a Lekeinu
Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu Lekeinu. And the Rambam talks things like the Yerushalmi. He says it has two days, but we've got the Bastayal, what is your task and the Anima. But the Rambam talks things like the Anachan Zok, and the Shulman seem like that. He talks like the Yerushalmi, Shulman else says like that. That the Gera says the prophets like everybody else. He says Shalchim Yishma, all the same. A sad way he says Shabbat Tani Goy. How can the Gera say Shabbat Tani Goy? Yeah, but he can't say Shabbat Tani Goy. But that's like some Machrayim say you should say Shabbat Tani Yisrael. They have a whole discussion now, Tashan Allah Almighty, what bracha does it get? Bracha should it get? Some say Mina? Some of them say Dutch Eshla, some of them doesn't mean that right now. The Tabachan calls different sheep. Some say Ligrat and Gansu, some say Shalsani Israel. Some say the way it says, Shalsani Israel means that didn't remain in you don't say the verse, yeah. Do you leave it out? Okay, some of them say leave it out. Funny, by Kapari, that right to says, Kalakari, Avraham, Avraham, Maitre Be'ezi, when the Rebbe Shlom changed the name of Avraham to Avraham, there was a tzedek, that the old name may no longer be used. And then, Rahe Shimcha Avraham, Maitre Be'ezi, Rahe Shimcha Avraham, Maitre Be'ezi, Avraham, he's a violation of Allah. Shemem alaykar yod ashimcha Avraham. Lo yikar it's Allah. The Marashah says, ma'am achad, v'lo yikligi. Not necessarily machlegis. He's masculine as is Allah, he's masculine as an essay. Each one pointed out half of this story. Marashah just points out, he doesn't understand why none of the Rishayim and Achrayim called it Lizina. The only one who quotes it is here. I, Magan Avraham, simikuf nunvav. Rabbi Kivege tells you the Lord. Magan Avraham, simikuf nunvav, has a long paragraph that he quotes all of the miscellaneous din and mishnahs that are never quoted by the Bavli. So this is one of the miscellaneous din that no one ever quoted. The Rambam doesn't quote it, the Mag doesn't quote it, the Chama doesn't quote it anyway. So the Magen Avraham quotes it, and that's exactly the catch. Why did the Magen Avraham the first one to quote? Why didn't the Rishonim in the Bavli quote it? So the Mashar says, and maybe he says, I'm going to go up on. He says, I'm going to go up on, and that's not this. The quote guy's a din and a bar. Either the din and a tarot is a din and a bar. They should quote it, either this or that. Why did he leave it up and come?
Why is it different from Yaakov?
The Gemara just points out literally, in literal reading of the Pesukim, why it's different. The Gemara proves it. Why in Svara? Why shouldn't it be different from Svara? That's the Shan. So the Mephoshim say, I'll be passive, because the name of Rom he had when he was a guy. And then when he was in Gaia, so the proper thing is that a Gersh and a guy had a different name. But Yitzchak was born a Yid, and Yankov was born a Yid. So they got a Yiddish name, by the Brit. So why should they change a Yiddish name? That's a good name. But Yitzchak's name was not practically changed at all. Yankov's name wasn't changed either. They had an original name. Rika was a tough one, but there was nothing wrong with the original name. But Avram's name originally was Takagoyishin, eh? That's what I mentioned. That's what the Kedushas lady points out in the Chumash. Why is it that the Torah describes the Shidduch of Yitzchak and the Shidduch of Yankov and Moshe Rabbeinu, and later they had the Cheshun Beis Levi, the Kachubas Levi, the way the Ben Ezra said shut, by the other Cheshun Beis Levi, that Amram traveled to the other side of the city to take her out on a date, take out the Yocheved on a date. By the other Cheshun Beis Levi, the Kachubas Levi, where did he go to where? So the Ramban Chumash goes to Ben Ezra, went from one end of the city to the other to take the girl out. What does the Torah describe? Yitzchak and Yankit and Amram and Yocheved and Moshe, and what about Avraham Avinu? Why doesn't it describe that? So the Kedusha Levi, the Yitzchak as Ishma says, what do you want? He was a shiksa in that of a dance, a New Year's Eve dance. It wasn't a Yiddish shiddach that doesn't deserve to be described in the Torah. They were goyim at that time. Later, when they became Yidden, so the name had to be changed. That's a different, the Fonim Chalos and Bola Kai is a whole different history. And the stories that happened after they became Yiddish. So that's important, those are Yiddish stories. So then, even the Shidduchim or Yitzchok and Yankov and Moshe and Amram is significant to write how they were going out on dates. Because everything was a Torah Dika dance and a Torah Dika shiddach and a Torah Dika chasid and so on. Which I played it. I played it for that picture before. Better the Gemara says it by Avraham Avinu. The minute is to change. Like the Rabbeinu Tam speaks the reverse way. The Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin's quoted as talking about there were Jews who during the Middle Ages under the pressure of the Crusaders gave in. They didn't want to lose their lot, so they gave in and they converted to Christianity. And then later on, sometimes the husband would convert, and the wife wouldn't convert, and he wouldn't kill the wife. The wife, the whole thing was a bluff. A lot of times they did kill, a lot of times they didn't kill. But sometimes you have the husband convert. The husband is a Christian, and the wife is Jewish. So the wife wanted a get. So they have to write a get. The husband would get a get. So the husband would write a get. It just changes his name. It's no longer going under the name get. So now it's called Christopher. Whatever. Jesus. You have after the going under the name Jesus. So you're going to write a get Christopher or Jesus. Then sometimes, after someone has to shame Nachi as the get, because that's measure is a bedat measure is so. That's the motion of Inatama. Chas v'chalil, has to shame Nachi, bedat measure is so. You have to write the old name that he had when he was Jewish. You don't write the Gresh name into the get. The same thing over here. Our official document, we never recognize the old name that the Goy had when he was a Goy. We don't recognize that name. We have to give him a new name now. He already had a nice name before. Let's say he was named Abraham Lincoln. Abraham. He wanted to be Megar. You should give him a different name to show that he's a different person. The fact of the minute is that he gives it in the sake of Mati Moshe. The Mater Moshe was a Talmud of the Ramah. I'm not going to have one quote to last from the Mater Moshe. Later quote before. So the Mater Moshe quotes that the Minig is that he gives the baby a name by the Brit. So where did that come from? Where did it come from? Because by Aram Avinu, his name was changed when he had the Brit. So he says, but it's not really Araya, because Aram Avinu was a guy before he had the Brit. And then we had the Brit. It's a fun Chadash, so you want to give him a different name to show that he's no longer a guy. Gershon has got to come to show that he's going to give him a different name. Hashem, you get a Jewish baby when he's born, he's Jewish. So what's so bad to give him a name before? So he says, Apple Kisei, even though it's not an ironclad marker for the Linux, but that's the meaning that he waits for the Brit. Unless it's, let's have a baby who's sick, he's going to be sick a couple of weeks. So you give him a name before, so you can say Misha Berech. Some people are so mad that they don't want to give him a name until it's Brit. So they say, well, say Misha Berech, teenage can bend 20. What's this? So you can give him a name before also. If you got to push up the bridge a day or two, half a week or something, and half a day, you wait for the bridge. There's going to be pushed off indefinitely for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. So you don't need to walk, and then you get this as I rush back in it. Yeah. He's a good woman. He was born a guy, yeah. The Masha has a famous comment in the end of Kiddushin. He says, the key of Abraham Avinu called us a cool, but the left out in Kiddushin, Kim Avon and Kolos and Kuz, that was only after he did the Bris Mila. Before he did the Bris Mila, what's he going to be Mekai Mitzvah? He was a Goy. After he did the Bris Mila and he had a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a mitzvah that was over and above the Shev Mitzvah in the Noriach, so he had a mitzvah to Lusha Tisua. Lusha Tisua means to the Shalav in the place of the Sivan. So Avon Avinu had a mitzvah to Lusha Tisua. There's a deal in the Mishlam Melech has in the Sefer Parash of Joachim, a whole discussion, he claims that it's a Machlek and Tetris in the Rambam. Tetris in the Rambam, the Kumish. Whether the Avos Kodem HaTorah had the status of the Yisrael, had the status of the Menorah. Whether Yotz Mechal B'nei Nerech HaNa. So the basic thought was that the best Mahalach in this should be like some Achrayim make up Shorah, a compromise. That the Avos had a Mikvah's position to Yisrael, that Aram Avinu was in Chai from one additional Mikvah in Lila. Over and above the Shem and Nisus B'nei Nerech, and the Rebbe Shalom made a Kriyat's Vitz with him, Kriyat's Vitz with him. He was in bad with the positions to Yisrael, because he had a partial position to Yisrael, to the extent that he had a Chiyuv special Nisrael. The Eric Gustav Yitzchak, the Raman quotes in the Medes, Rashi's Rabba, Hilfe Schmeisters, that's in the sixth Sedra. Yitzchak, Hilfe Schmeisters, the Tikkun Tzivos Mincha, that he had a separate Kriyat's Vitz, and he had a slightly higher level of Kriyat's Vitz. And Yankov was the staff of the Gidon Rashi, and Tikkun Tzivos Harvitz, the Raman quotes in the Medes, and he had a separate Kriyat's Vitz, it says. The Hadith is Yitzchak, Rabbi 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 is Why do you need a special bris? Because each one had a higher level of Kedusha Tisrael.
How about
Shem Be'er? No. Then the Eber Lanashu? Then he started by Shem Be'er. Some of the Lanashu have in the Tisrael. Some of the Lanashu. There's a lot for him. Yes. There's a lot for him. I don't think so. That's what the Mashot says. The Ramban Chumash also writes like that. Before the Bris, he didn't volunteer to do any mitzvah. After the Bris Mila, then we say, Kim Avavim Kol Tohu. If he had the Bris Mila, then he was, then he had a Kedusha Tisrael. Before that, he was a regular Benayah. He was a prophet. He was a prophet. He was a prophet.
He was a prophet. He was a
prophet. He
was a prophet.
Did Yishmael have Kedusha Tisrael? That's a big problem. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Yishmael was a Yisrael Mumer. Sounds like he was a Gemara says he was not a Nachri, he was a Yisrael Mumer. And the Medrash at the end of this week's Sedra, on the last Pasuk, the Medrash says, No. Yishmael was a guy. The Gemara says that Esau, Gemara says Esau was a Yisrael Mumer. Yishmael was a guy. That there's a different bris, right? There's two demons. There's one din of bris, that's a mighty law. You have to do that operation. And there's another din of bris. The first din is not really a bris. The second din is lachnik, it's ala liwa. The first is a mitzvah liwa. That's why you say two brachas. Why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? I think we discussed it on the Shabbos. So the Taisha Shri Deh Sakashi. Why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? And then it's not going to be in the liwa. But the Rosh Hashulchan explains on the other day, based on the halachas, he says, there's a mitzvah of Mila that just means a surgical operation. Then there's another mitzvah of Hachnasa Lebris, that by this, Mila is going to be the beginning of the chinuch of the child in Taylor Mitzvah. He says, by Yishmael, he had a mitzvah of Mila, that was all, but he renamed it by Gomer. Hashem came by Yitzchak, it was not only a mitzvah of Mila, it was a mitzvah of Hachnasa Lebris as well. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses which mitzvah is Zecher Shabbos. which mitzvah is Zecher Shabbos. The thing is that a mitzvah is not a Zecher Shabbos. So the Shabbat says, what if you have a totally non-observant couple and have a child, and you know that the child will be brought up as a great woman. There's no chance, it doesn't look at all that the child will ever have any religious education, unless and that occurs in Hashem. It doesn't look like this child will be a Shem mitzvah at all. It won't be a Maimon, it won't keep any Torah mitzvah. So that child is great, Zecher Shabbos, if he was born on Shabbos. So why not? You always think, why not? If he was great, why not? That's what we say, because the Shach says like that. But in the Mechaber, he quotes from the Yoinim that it's not Zecher Shabbos. They just have a discussion if the mothers are Frumah and the fathers are not the Kairos, or the mothers are not the Kairos and the fathers are Frumah, so guessing in the future who will have a Hashpura on the child. Who will have a Hashpura? But if they're both absolutely, totally anti-religious, and not religious, anti-religious, then the Mechaber assumes that the Brit Mila is not Zecher Shabbos. It's very strange. Why? So the Yoch HaShulchan explains that Mitzvah Mila is not Zecher Shabbos, only Mitzvah Brit. The Chalmach of the Brit is Zecher Shabbos. And we don't foresee in the future, without HaTel, that there is any Hachnos of the Brit. Hachnos of the Brit means that this is the beginning of the Chinuch of the Shabbos. They don't see this, not some Jewish. But still you can't say that the Brit Mila is the beginning of the Chinuch. And he gives the marker that there are two different leaders from Yishmael. Now his marker says Yishmael was a great one. Esav is a problem. But Esav, the Gemara says Esav was not a guy because his mother was Jewish. Okay, but Esav, the Gemara said, was a Yisrael Mumer, and at the end of today's Sedra, in the last passage in Tolgus, it says that Esav went to marry Yishmael's daughter. Right. So the Medrash says, the Medrash has a machlokes, he married Machlasat Yishmael. The Medrash has a machlokes, what's the machlokes over there? So one opinion in the Medrash is that he got a Mechilas Avonis. Why should we usually say that a Chassan? A Chassan, that's the Yerushalmi, because a Chassan, but the Medrash says differently. He got a Mechilas Avonis because he had the Hurim of being this Gaia. He had an idea, maybe he should be the Gaia now. Asa, that's living so long, with all the Shiksas, he was a great, all these years he decided maybe he should be the Gaia, so he married a girl who was a little bit Jewish. He married a daughter of Yishmael. So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Medrash points out, So the Mefarshim on the bottom says that this Medrash is against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that he was a Yisrael Mumer, he was a Jew. He doesn't have to be Megaya. And this Medrash is working on the assumption that Esav was a Grey Gomer, and because he had Hirhuri to be Megaya, so that's why he had Mechila Sabayin. So the fact he wasn't Megaya. Yeah, that's a shayla, but it goes according to the Torah. That's the Machlokes in the Ramban and the Tosfos, it's not foolish. But the Torah has Machlokes. No, that's the Ramban's Machlokes. In the end of Parshas Shemor, the Ramban has a Machlokes with the Bali Atosfos. Where the La'acha Matan Torah only, it all depends on the mother. Whoever has a Jewish mother is Jewish, whoever has a Christian mother is a great. Or even the Torah Matan Torah depends on the father. Like, Bum, Tanoi, Pachal, Azach, oh no. This was always, from the day that Avraham Avinu was given the Brit Milah, so the Jewish people already came into existence, and from day number one, it always depended on the mother. That's the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Bali Atos. That's the Machlokes that the Mishmar Melech quoted, and he claims that that Machlokes is this, whether the other Kodim HaTzara had the Dinan of the Nenerech or not. It's not necessarily exactly the same, but that's what the Mishmar
Melech said. The Mishmar Melech said, and more than that, the Dinan of the Nenerech, but he wasn't wrong.
He didn't do it in 13, he didn't let himself.
He thought that he don't need a bridge, because the person is born a Jew. The Bishkira points out on the Haftarah of this week. The Haftarah starts off, Hallo Och. Also, Hashem, I saw the Yad Malachi. Hafti Hashem, Mama Hashem. Rosh Hashem says he loves the Jewish people. He gave us a special prayer. Ramarzim, Mamea Hafanu, Halochach, Hate of the Yaakov, Mama Hashem, and Mamish, twin brothers. Ishmael and Yitzchak were not born from the same mother. So she has to say that Yitzchak was a Jew and Ishmael was a Goy Gomer. But how can the Yisrael say to Hashem, how can we say that we are the Jews and Esav is not, and all those who are descendants from Esav are not Jewish? Mamish had twin brothers, they had the same mother, they were twins. How can it be Halochach, Hate of the Yaakov, Mama Hashem? So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, no. For I have a Yaakov and Esav son Esav. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I gave the Bechira to Yaakov and I rejected Esav. So the Bechira claims that one can infer the Pshat of the year that Esav was rejected from Kedushin Yisrael. It was a Bechira when they were born. That even though they both had the same Jewish mother, Yaakov was Jewish and Esav was a Goy. That's why we had a Medrash on this day. Medrash says that he had a Havamina to be his guy, and that's why he got Mechira Tavrin. But the Gemara holds not so. The Gemara says the Ferish in Kiddushin, the first Ferish in Kiddushin, you sign. But Esav was the Yisrael Mumer. The Gemara talks about Yerusha. The Gemara talks about Yerusha. If a Jew became an Apikaris, he lost the status of a Jew. Right. Right. And from that time on, Yaakov was given a new Madrege, a Milo, which is a Chisoin at the same time, that a Jew who becomes an Apikaris remains a Jew. Up until then, by definition, couldn't be such a thing. Jews and Apikaris became only Jew. And Yaakov was himself a framework that all of the descendants will all be Jewish. The soul of Apishachat Yisrael was given to Yaakov, wasn't given to Jews. Before Yankee's children, right. But they should both be good. They should both be good. That's how the matter should sound. Is it good? That Esau was a good guy. So selfish. But still, it looks to us that the parents are going to do Achnos for the Brit. But the parents plan to do, this is the beginning of a long process. When the baby is little, they're going to try whatever they can. So that's going to be the Hachnas of the Bishop. If you want to see that the parents are going to even try, then there's no Hachnas of the Bishop. There's a Mila that is, but there's no Hachnas of the Bishop. Rosh Hashulchan, the Chayyim should say, he doesn't say, yeah. That's what the Chabad calls from Goyim like that. The Goyim talk like that. The Shach says he doesn't know what they're talking about. A Jewish child, Mila Zecha Shabbos, what are they to discuss? But the Chabad calls from the Goyim, a whole serious discussion that it's not so to discuss. The mother or the father, which one is the anti-religious one? And who's going to win out in the education of the child? But they all assume, the Chabad calls all the Goyim assume, that if it looks like there's not going to be any religious education for this child, then it's not so that this is the Mila is not Zecha Shabbos. Why should only say one brother then? Only Allah Mila. You shouldn't say that to the priest. If it's not, no sort of drink.
The same thing with the Yontif, the Shani.
That's the Shani, the Machlaik, but the Mila Shlodge is not as the... Our practice is just not. So we start seeing, we start seeing Yontif Shani once, and Mila Shlodge is not as not there in Yontif Shani. So is the Ramam Nima? Is that right? We hope it'll turn out.
But yeah.
No, you can't say it's okay if it looks like it's not so. It's a terrible thing because he's referring to Avram with the old name, which is improper. That's the Goyish in it. Like the Rabbi Natan said in Gittin, Chas the Chalila, the Hat Kishen Goyish, the Bat Moshe Nisam. It's also, you're mentioning the Goyish in Engeria. Take the Gemara, Ela Meyata, Kor the Soros, Arai, Vachin, Ani. Also there's a Lavi Yes, because at the same time that Avram Avinu's name has changed, Soros' name has changed also. Mora says, no, that's not a Lav. That's not a Tzeda. Vachin Kuchibriko, Avali Avram,
Sarah is the Chabad. Tikra Shema Sarah, Ki Sarah Shema, her name was changed, but it's not that they're dictated with Allah. How does Gemara know that it's not? Maybe it is. It's because the writer about Kafa doesn't mention it. That's how the Gemara understood, that there's no law by, to call Sarah. Sarah, that is no law.
It's not
the Yisrael. It says, Tikra Shema Sarah. He started to notify it. And then the wife, in a second, becomes a rabbi. That's what the Rosh Hashanah said. I'm going to now, with the power vested in me, I'm going to call you Avraham. And then he says, and your wife? And then has already been changed to Sarah. Just like that. When you became Avraham, Sarah Shema has already been changed two seconds ago. When you became Avraham, she already became Sarah. That's how the Bell Titus said. Sarah Shema has just changed a minute ago. Take the Gemara, what about Yankiv? Take the Gemara, Eliyata, Kali, Yankiv, Yankiv, Hanami. That his name has to be Dafki. So the Gemara says, no, Shani has to be other Rabbi Kro. The Rabbanish one calls him Yankiv, Rabbi Yisipa. Yom Rakim, he told Mara Salam, Yom Yankiv, Yankiv. You see that the name was never surrounded. There's nothing wrong with the name. With the Yiddish name. Avram was a Goyish name. Take the Gemara, Matur Rabbi Yisipa, Bavad, and Tema Rabbi Yisipa, Bazvida. Ato Hashem, Rabbi Yisipa, Shabbat, to be Avram, and Sigma Furish. And the Davening every day, he mentioned the name Avram, how are we allowed to wear the Gemara name? He goes right there. We continue the Pagna saying, he chose Avraham, and then he changed his name to Avraham, and that's the final name, so we still have him. Oh my Lord, Hasan Nabi, who's the commissar of the Shmach of the Rahmana, my Dabi Meikaru, praise God for his Bob, and then he recently had that name, and then the name was changed. He will just start the next period after the same. Harikar Batar, a person is reading from the Chumash in the morning, or at night, the Higiyaz Mana, and it's the Zman of Kriyashma. So the Mishnah says, and he happens to be reading that parasha that has Shema in it. Is it Yerit Kriya Shema? Not. So the Mishnah says it depends. If he can read by Yatav, Yat Kavane, then it's Yerit Kriya. Zog the Gemara right on the Mishnah, the first speaker of Gemara, Shema Mino. Should we infer from the Mishnah is the Sichas Kavane? There is a Machloikis in Shad in different places, different sugyas. There's one sugya where there's a Machloikis and this is their Isis. And there's one sugi where there's a machloikis and this is the Rabbon. And Tosfos points out that the two different sugis not necessarily the same stuff. One could perhaps distinguish, and the Rabbon distinguishes them. Now the Rabbon puts the stuff of the Rabbon. Shulchanot and Hilchus, Kriya Shema, there are three sheetas. Yesham that mitzvah shechus kavana, Yesham that mitzvah shechus kavana, and the Machabah says seki the dina, so the Mogen Rabbon says, and there's a third sheet of the Rabbon, that mitzvah the rise of shechus kavana, mitzvah the Rabbon, and shechus kavana. That's based on...
Why do you see it?
It's saying here different things, he's learning. He's only, when he sings, he's only going to be Kavona. But here he's learning, so he's not in that Indian. So he's not but if he's reading that Tasha anyway, so why does the Mishnah say he's a Levi? So tell him what you have to have Kavona to be able to do that Mishnah. And keep it in
the Mishnah. He's not just trying to preach why he's in this. He wasn't even thinking about saying Krishna.
Right. Let's say he's going to Onish something he's reading. And then after he reads the Krishna, he realizes, oh, it's a good thing I said the Krishna, now is his mind. But at the time that he read the Krishna, he didn't have a mind to be Yaitis. So after the mission that he wouldn't be Yaitis. If he realizes, Laka Amaitis, and he just said Krishna, but that's not sufficient. That's what the Gemara answers. There's no raya from the Mishnah. You cannot prove that Mitzvah Sichas Kavonah from the word in Kiva Levi. Maya Kiva Levi. What does it mean in Kiva Levi? Likras. He has a mind to do the Maya Mitzvah Kriya. Doesn't mean he has Kavonah Lottis. He has a mind to be a Mitzvah. Just means he has a mind to read. The Gemara, what do you mean to read? Likras. Well, how come he's reading? He's reading. The Gemara says, let's say in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has the same operation. If I give to your shofar, and I know that it's a shofar, and I plan to, I'm going to, if I'm walking in the street and I hear this tzitzis as I'm walking to shul, and I plan to go to the late, and then I'm going to hear this tzitzis later, I didn't have a mind yet to be out there, not to be out there. I heard the tzitzis and I know it's to your shofar. And I found out later that there's no minyan, it's not obligated by the second minyan. So can I follow the tzitzis that I heard on the way? Or do you say, no, since you didn't have consciously a mind, so on the left, there's a tzitzis, so you're not out there. So that's the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes. If I know that this is Kir Shofar, but I didn't have a mind consciously to be Yotze, am I Yotze or not? What if I'm walking in the street and I thought that it's a dog barking? I thought it's a Nebicha Diyamid, I thought that it's an animal barking, and I didn't realize that it's Kir Shofar. And later on I find out that was a Kol Shofar, so the Gemara says, yeah, for sure you're not Yotze. He didn't even have Kavanas Kavula, he didn't even realize what he does. So that's what the Gemara says over here. And Kiva Liva does mean Kavanas Hamitzel, Kavanas Lotze, Kizei Chayim Hamitzel. maybe the Yoyla Mitzvah thinks you have Kavanah, but you have to have Kavanah, you have to realize that you're doing the Mitzvah. The Ran says in the end of Sochim, if you have Mitzvah thinks you have Kavanah, that's only if he knows that it's Master, he knows today's Pesach, he knows that there's a Mitzvah Tisah. What if he doesn't know today's Pesach, he doesn't know that this is Master, he's going to punish. And he doesn't ever heard that there's such a Mitzvah. And he ate Master without realizing what we are doing. So then he says, for sure he's not here to the Mitzvah. He doesn't realize that he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. That's what the Maisa is over here. In Kiven Liba, in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean Kiven Liba Kavana Lotzes. He has a mind to be Yotzi, Dechai Yitanis. He does like Kavana's Kriya. He realizes that he's reciting the Parsha, that he's reading properly. So he's more, what do you mean Kiven Liba? Well, of course, he is reading. It says that he heard about Torah, he is reading. So what do you mean? In Kiven Liba? And the Gemara, the Korei Lahagiyah. So here there are two short in Rashi inside, what it means for Lagia. So Rashi says that he's reading like we sometimes read a newspaper, you read a book, you know, you read with your eyes, you don't really pronounce the word. And then sometimes people mutter under their breath, they'll read without even realizing that they're pronouncing the word, they'll pronounce the word. So that's what the Rishon is talking about, such a case. So he didn't even realize that he's mumbling the word. So he's not Yoshi then, because there wasn't even a Kabbalah Kassir, that's only a Sassi Yom. He'll have Kavanah to actually read, but he doesn't have to have, he doesn't have to have Kavanah. Tarifa somehow couldn't understand why Rashi was driving at when he's Kori Lahagia, and it was only a Nistatik on the pronunciation of the word. Rashi writes, Afilo the Kriya Nami Lai Nistatik. What does it mean? Tarifa doesn't understand. So the Rishayim say that Pshat and Rashi is, that he's mumbling the word without even realizing that he thought he's reading with his mind, and he didn't even realize that he was muttering the word. And that's all it tells you, no, he just said Krishna. So he says, I didn't even realize what I was saying. I just thought I was reading. So in such a case, he wouldn't be good. Places didn't understand what that meant. The places had a different shot. He's a cipher. He was checking that they're filling. He's checking that they're a favorite. So when you check, there are some words that are spelled Malay, some words that are spelled Kosher. So in order to make sure that everything is spelled properly, so you mispronounce the words. You say, Uchtav Tom Al Mezuzat. Instead of saying Mezuzot, you pronounce Mezuzat because it's Kosher. But it's really correct pronunciation of Mezuzot. Or you'll mispronounce other words to check to make sure that the Malay and the Chaser are written properly. So if you're going to mispronounce the words in Krishna, you're not Yotze. He's mispronouncing. If a person makes a mistake a little bit in Krishna and he mispronounces a little bit, so then to Shaila, the Mishnah will talk to you at the end of the year. Because he made a mistake. What if on purpose he's mispronouncing the words? He knows he's mispronouncing. He's talking about Yotze. So that's the place of learning. If he's Kori Lahagia, if he's mispronouncing the words, so then he won't be Yotze for sure. That's not Korobel Adiktik Persi is there, that's Mamish and Gansman Falsh. So that's what the Mishnah means, and keep it, leave it, liquid, if he stops pronouncing the, mispronouncing the word, and he pronounces it right, then he'll be Yotze. That doesn't mean keep it, leave it, Kavan Allah. That doesn't mean, if he's Mechaveh, he sees to it that he pronounces all the words properly.
He's doing the same part, he's talking
other things in the pool, you finish your parashah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, why does Rabbi have to have it? No, he says, Shema Rabbi Yashma Yosef. Why does Rabbi have to have it? Chidi, not Rabbi Yosef. But obviously he's not saying the prophets before and after either. We're talking about just being Yosef Kriya Shema Lo. Kriya Shema can be Yosef, even if you're Mastik in between, between one parashah and the other. Chidi, not Rabbi Yosef, but he has to be Yosef, you want to. Rabbi, not Yosef, in today's One of the yeshiva told me that when he went up Sabra in his shul, so the Balfour was laying, it was a Yekisha Balfour, he laying, and the left Pasuk it says that Ace had married Makalas Tatishmoa, so the Yekisha Chumash was printed Makalas to the Tata. Ace the Chumash was printed Makalas, and this Rav who came on the Sabra to the shul, I think it was the first Shabbos in the shul, and it's in this one, that he was a Balfour, and he was a Bacher, he never heard of the pronunciation Makalas. He thought the correct pronunciation is Mokala. But with Hashaitas, I thought that the correct pronunciation should be Mokala. He said there were some Hashaitas, some who pronounce Mokala with a Shavuot under the head, because that's not correct. It's Mokala. And he didn't want to correct the Balfaire. He did such a good job, still the last public. He wanted to see that. He never heard it, so he walked over to him quietly. And he told him, he's going to lay anyway from us to lay over. And learned the second time to pronounce this Mokala. So little did he know that that's what Sholei Diskin recommended with Hapkhiya. Sholei Diskin says that the Medrash has a machloikis amaroyim, what the significance of the name Mokala Sati Shmoyu. So one of the things in the Medrash is
that he got in the Chinuch Bagayna. The Medrash says because he had a half a minute in his Gaya, and the Rishalmi in Bikurim says because any Chosin. A Chosin who gets married gets in the Chinuch Bagayna. And the other, that's one opinion in the Medrash. The Machlas Pasi Shmaru is the Losh Mechila. And the other opinion in the Medrash is that he didn't divorce his original wife. It says,
Al-Nashav.
The Medrash has a Losh in Haitiv Ke'ei Al-Ke'ei. What is the lesson to A? The Rishonim Dishon says, obviously they understood, obviously, apparently they understood, Machlas, the Rosh Machlas, Sankai, took a new Sankai in addition to the old Sankai. The Rishonim claimed that they had two different traditions. That one had a tradition that pronunciation is Mochalas, Mochalas in the Rosh Machlas. So that's what he darshan, he had a Machlas for some good reason or another. Either he wanted to see his Gaia or because of Chasim. The other one had a tradition that the pronunciation is Machlas. He said, how is this Machlas? So the Shulet Diskin recommended that rather than laying over the pocket twice with the two versions, that you say it twice anyway, once the Shri, once the Master. So he says the Balkan should lay once like this, once like that. The Yetzin Balkan.